I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Asya Bibi is deathly ill. No, wait, she's actually fine. There's a lot of confusion surrounding the Christian woman on Pakistan's death row. She's been behind bars since 2009 for falling afoul of the blasphemy law. Misinformation is par for the course as her story reaches around the world. Open Doors USA's David Curry cuts to the chase on this story. She's in trouble because she's a follower of Jesus.
It's very difficult to be a follower when you have these kind of blasphemy laws and the kind of way it incites people to a personal kind of vigilante justice within these countries.
Again, this story isn't totally about Asya Bibi. It's about the law that put her behind bars. The bigger picture, it's about the body of Christ and the hope they live in despite the pressure in Pakistan. And in many countries, standing up for Christ has serious consequences. And yet, many believers remain hungry for God's word. And that's why every year, Christian Resources International sends millions of dollars worth of Bibles and Christian books around the world. They're especially helping to empower the indigenous missionaries. CRI's Jason Wolford.
We have seen radio ministries, orphanages, Bible colleges, prison ministry receive from our ministry the word of God for over the last 60 years. And it's pretty exciting because multiple denominations are getting these Bibles and Christian books and utilizing them to evangelize, to train up pastors, to give orphans the Word of God.
Want to help missionaries yourself? Well, you can find ways to respond to both of these stories and find more of what you just heard at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University. Jihad in the Middle East makes it easy to overlook what God's doing there. But as you support Mission Network News, I'll send you a copy of Brother Nathan's new book called Love Casts Out Fear. Call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.